Hey, music lovers, it is time for the Currents Music News. This is our daily podcast where we tell you all that you need to know about what's happening in the music world. I'm Jade.
I'm Mary Lucia, and we're going to be talking about some huge bands covering other huge bands.
And we're going to talk about one of the sweetest, most endearing music stories that I've heard in quite some time. But before we get to that, we want to fill you in on today's music headlines. So the first thing that we want to talk about is carpool karaoke. Perhaps you've heard of this thing. James Corden started on his show, but now it's all of a sudden this big thing that deserves its own show. And who did he get as his guest?
Sir Paul. And honestly, do you know a person who didn't watch that five times when that first was released?
It was so lovely.
Unbelievable.
Paul McCartney is so endearing.
I know. No, it was so touching. The second I saw it, I thought, he's going to win an Emmy for this.
Yeah, so they've decided it was so good. It took the internet by storm. It was 23 minutes long, but the audience was like, more, more, more. So CBS has responded. They're saying, all right, fine. Hour-long primetime special of the Liverpool Drive and Sing-Along. It's going to be airing on CBS Monday, August 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, so we can all watch it together. Bask in the glow.
You know, and maybe grandma missed it and doesn't know about YouTube and doesn't know that now she can see it in prime time in her comfy chair.
There's a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know.
So perhaps you have seen Sylvan Esso live. If you're like me, you sat in the audience and screamed your face off. But you may not know this. Amelia Meath, who is the lead singer and one half of Sylvan Esso with Nick Sanborn, prior to being in that electronic dance band, she was actually in this kind of folk band with a couple of her college friends, Molly and Alexandra, two fantastic female musicians in their own right. Their band was called Mountain Man. And somehow suddenly found themselves in Eau Claire, Wisconsin for the Eau Claire Music Festival, as one does. And it reinvigorated this love and passion of singing together. And so they went back immediately into the studio. And because we are in such a fast-paced world, they all of a sudden have a new album that we're going to be able to listen to. So on September 21st, Mountain Man will release a new album, their first in 8 years. It's going to be titled Magic Ship. And they've got three new songs. So why don't we take a little listen?
Beans boiling the pot. I'm dancing from room to room.
So Mary, you're an AC/DC fan, correct?
Huge.
So I have the best news for you. It's almost like happy birthday. It looks like perhaps AC/DC is getting the gang back together. There may be a recording of a new album. The possibility seems strong because Angus Young and Stevie Newton were photographed together. These rumors were started after it was reported that both Stevie and their drummer, Phil Rudd, had been seen in the same city together. And all of a sudden, there was this photo with Rudd and Brian Johnson hanging out. And so now there's this third photo of Angus offering Stevie Newton a cigarette. And they're just like chilling outside a recording studio. So
this is really good news because when Brian dropped out of the tour, you know who he was replaced by?
No, I don't remember.
Axl Rose. Oh. So that's a pretty large shoe to fill. So Axl Rose stepped in and obviously Malcolm Young passed away last fall. So his son is now taking over guitar. This is cool. So as part of this effort to combat homelessness, Pearl Jam ended up playing the first of two benefit shows in Seattle, and it's the first time the band has played in Seattle in 5 years. And word was that people were literally coming from the airport to the venue and standing there with their luggage for hours and hours and hours. And when they took the stage, Eddie Vedder told these poignant stories about his encounter with a man that inspired the song Even Flow, and then also did a cover of The White Stripes, We Are Gonna Be Friends. Now, the reason that this is interesting is that just as of late, it seems that lots of these huge bands that are playing are giving the nod to another band and covering one of their songs. Like, you saw Jack White Monday.
Yeah, on Monday night, I saw Jack White perform. And, like, right out of the gate, I think it was second or third song, he decided to cover Beck's Devil's haircut.
Wow.
And it fit seamlessly into his set. It was perfect, the perfect cover. But I mean, you can even talk about Weezer covering Toto. I mean, that's been something that's been in the air lately.
And then Toto's covering Weezer.
Yep.
Which I hear. But yeah, the trend seems to be too is bring your kids out on stage. Although not everyone does this, but everyone's surprised Jack White did it. Had the whole crowd singing along Happy Birthday, Eddie Vedder. Everybody's kids spilled onto the stage at one point. So maybe rock and roll is a family affair. I don't know.
So, Luch, here's my question for you. Cover songs, where do they land for you?
I used to sort of feel like I don't want to hear a cover that is just note for note where I could just be listening to the original. I mean, if you're not going to throw something new in there, then I'm not terribly interested. But I love the idea of like a Jack White covering Beck. They're quite different artists, but it makes perfect sense.
It kind of lets you into their head a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, oh, that's what you're listening to. That's what you enjoy.
Exactly.
Or other artists that you really respect what they're doing. It's been kind of cool, but I think we should listen to this because I like it. I like this concept. Maybe Jack White and Eddie Vedder are actually friends.
I think they are.
And when I listen to this, that's all I'm going to picture. All right. I've got one last story here for you, Mary. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, when I first read this yesterday, I actually was riding the bus and started tearing up. So I'm going to rein in my emotions right now.
What? Now I'm dying. What?
So this woman was in line at, I believe it was a Whole Foods, behind a man. And the woman ringing up all of the groceries was pointing them through, mm-hmm, and started actually ringing up this woman's as well. And the woman was like, oh, no, no, no.
Right.
Can you please wait? Those are mine, not his. And the man turns and he goes, no, it's fine. Let him go. He goes, in fact, let all of her groceries come in with mine. And the woman started crying.
Oh,
because she goes, unbeknownst to this man, mm-hmm, my husband had recently passed away. I was buying food that I couldn't afford for all of my rescue dogs. And she was saying, the only reason I was even in this particular grocery store, which is far too expensive,
yeah,
it doesn't fit into my budget, is because another one of my friends gave me a gift card.
Okay.
So I was buying all these for my rescue animals.
Good
and
Lord.
She just sounds like such a sweet woman. And she was just in tears and thanking this man. And he was like, hey, no problem. Just keep doing your thing. It's fine. And he left and walked out the door. And then the woman who was ringing her up goes, do you know who that was?
Yes.
No, she was like, I have no idea. I was crying so much I couldn't even see my own feet. Who just bought my groceries? And the woman goes, it's ludicrous.
Oh, my. That is a lovely story. And I love that he just left without having to wait around for the gratuitous thank yous and just paying it forward.
Yeah, it's good-hearted people. And the woman who was ringing her up said, you know, he does stuff like this all the time.
Oh.
And it's just a part of his nature. And so any of these feel-good stories, if you see one, if you hear one, please send it to me. Because there's nothing I like more than sitting on the bus and bursting into tears among strangers.
And if I see Ludacris at Whole Foods, I'm stocking up on lobster tail and getting in line behind him.
And so we're wrapping up today, as we always do, with your viral hit of the day. And today it is such a joy and a pleasure. I can't wait to press play for you to listen to this. There was on Twitter, all of a sudden appeared, this woman who introduces herself as Missy Elliott's funky white sister. And she then proceeds to get into Missy Elliott's Work It.
Oh,
yes, Luch, it's your from Eneco and Yakana. I've done this karaoke, but let me tell you, this woman whose name I want to get it right.
Yep.
Mary Halsey of East Greenwich, Rhode Island. She covers this to perfection. And she's in the middle of a park and you can see a woman behind her eating like a bowl of noodles or something, walks in and kind of looks at her like, I don't know where this is going to go. And then perfect. It's the best rendition of Missy Elliott's Work It I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is my second time exclusive here at Goddard Park at the Cool Cat Karaoke. Missy's funky white sister is in the park.
Can you explain what she's holding in her hand? Yes. I'm showing
Mary the picture right now. She's got some sort of horn. And it is like, I want to say at least a 4 foot long horn of some sort. I don't know how their karaoke works in the park. Mm. Maybe you get the ox horn and that's your cue to sing next. But she steps on up there. And this is why I think it went viral, because somehow Missy Elliott stumbled on it. And she said, I just found out I have a funky white sister. And she straight up killed Work It, sound effects and all. I love it.
Beautiful.
So we're going to leave you just with this moment of zen. Work it.
You do or you don't, or you will or won't you? Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips and my chips, don't you? This kind of beat could go rat-ta-ta, rat-ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You sex me, so gonna say blah, blah, blah. Work it.
And that's today's music news from The Current. Our producer today is Luke Taylor. I'm Jade.
I'm Mary Lucia.
And you can read more about all these stories at thecurrent.org. And we'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.
If you got a big, let me search you. Find out how hard I gotta work you. He's yerping him at the swing, yep. He's yerping him at the swing, yep. If you're a fly girl, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did. Boy, lift it up. Let's make a toaster.